As always, since the first manned Soviet flight, the capsule flies over the vast Kazakh plains before landing, guided randomly by the wind. The Soyuz bounced and finally settled on its side. From this uncomfortable position, Oleg Novitsky was the first to exit. Then it was the turn of Thomas Pesquet. They've become Earthlings once again, but they're slightly different, because they've now seen and felt things that only 500 people before them have seen and felt. And during their 196-day mission on board the ISS, they touched the limits and promises of the most exciting adventure of the 21st century, a journey to Mars.